Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
And now for something completely different.
You wanted the best and you got it!
Oh, no, not the beast! Not the beast! Ah!
Hey, 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 and welcome to the Head Full of Bees program. My name's Kay Murphy. This is episode 7, and if you're a loyal listener, you know that I've been starting these with a cover song and ending with the original, and this time around, I've got a band that I absolutely adore for their lush, dramatic, and orchestrated sound. So I'll bust out some of their own material on a later episode, but let's start off this episode with Storefront Church with a really gorgeous version of Roxy Music's More Than This. So it's time to
get it on!
I could
Kõikil vardelta komil kõl Arden piidem plaukal Ereisin vartõrd naasilvurskel Aventur ovan fra Sem fætlir ordnaðra múra Allt út mál Er mála Þú sýlt frá Og dreymur
And that was Varud, maybe. I don't speak Icelandic, so that may be pronounced cupcake, for all I know. By the greatest band in the world, according to my wife, Iceland's Sigur Rós. She is every year consistently in their like top 0.01% of listeners, according to Spotify. So that one is for her. Okay, up next, a really nice little song with references to J.D. Salinger in the lyrics. Ooh, literary. From New Zealand, this is Hazel English with a song called Nine Stories that has one of the prettiest choruses around. I played the hell out of this song in 2021. I still just love it, and I don't know, maybe you will too.
You
You're tuned into the Head Full of Bees program here on KXRW 99.9 FM. And that was the Manic Street Preachers from 1996 with a tune called A Design for Life. And before that was Pix, P-I-X-X, from 2019. Pix being the pseudonym for Hannah Rogers, who fronts the band Marzy these days, M-A-R-S-Y. I'll get those guys onto an episode at some point, but please go check out the Pix LP Small Mercies in the meantime. There's just so many great sounds, varying styles, different moods. It's a really cool record. All right, time to pay our bills, and when we come back, we're going to hear from my friend Sweet Willie Watts on the I Recommend segment.
KXRW programming is made possible by partners like Buckley & Associates, attorneys at law, helping injured victims in Washington State seek the justice they deserve for over 40 years. Their diverse team speaks over 7 languages, making rights more accessible and easier to understand. Learn more at buckleylaw.net. That's BUCKLEYLAW.net. At Buckley & Associates, we speak your language.
If you're looking for pizza in East Vancouver, consider visiting Giuliano's Pizzeria in the Cascade Park Fisher's Landing neighborhood. For 37 years, Giuliano's has been a choice for Clark County residents. Giuliano's has a casual classic rock atmosphere, open 7 days a week, and they provide table service allowing you to relax and enjoy your meal with family and friends. If you have a large crowd to feed, Giuliano's can deliver 6 or more extra large pizzas to your office or event. More information can be found at giulianospizza.com.
This is the Head Full of Bees program, and each episode I reach out to someone and ask them to recommend a song for me to play. It's a segment that I call I Recommend, because what else would I call it? This time around, it's Will Watts, a video, audio, architect, and specialist, owner-operator of Low Watt Records, graphic artist, world music fanatic, UFOlogist, is that a word? Native Texan, and all-around good dude. What you got for me, Will?
My name is Will Watts, and I'm here to recommend the song Inche Inche by Zelda Bajan. I first came across this track in 2006 when I picked up the reissue of her self-titled album from 1976 on Andy Votel's excellent Finders Keepers label. I got the chills the first time I heard this song, and I imagine that you will too. So, why am I recommending this song? Because the guitar tone is fantastic, and the central riff will worm its way through your head for a lifetime. But the real star of the show here is the pleading nature of the vocal lines that make you feel like Zelda's trying to resuscitate a dying relative with just her words. For the past 20 years, I've enjoyed this song based solely on its timbre and vibe, but now that I've discovered what the lyrics mean and the context in which they were written, I'm all the more smitten. Like many of Zelda's songs, Inche Inche is a direct call to the Turkish government to change the life of the poor and disenfranchised. Specifically in the area in which she came from, Anatolia. Throughout the song, she repeatedly begs the Turkish government to bring the same kind of development to her area that was enjoyed by the more metropolitan areas like Istanbul. Please, she says, give us water, build us roads, erect more schools, and ensure that the poor receive equal treatment to the lords. Needless to say, this political messaging, alongside her passionate delivery and unmistakable music ability, made her a standout in Anatolia. But this attention also made her one of the nails to hammer down. Shortly after this song was released in the late 70s, she was banned from Turkish National Radio, the TRT, which effectively killed her ability to make a living from recorded music. But that didn't stop Zelda from making albums. After the military coup in 1980, Zelda became an even bigger target for repression. Her passport was seized, and she was tried and imprisoned several times because the messages she was conveying through her songs didn't paint the country in the light that was demanded by the provisional government. Once the coup was over in 1987 and a new style of government was implemented, Zelda's passport was reinstated, and she got to tour numerous countries, play multiple festivals, all of which finally brought her the international accolades that she was due. According to her website, she's still active today, at 77 years old, and based on recent videos, she can still rock with the best of them. I hope you enjoy Inche Inche and give the rest of her catalog a listen.
Sun Descobridor de sete mares, navegar eu as cores dessa vida, vou colorindo a alegria de chegar. Uma viagem em Ubatuba, o marinheiro em Guarujá. Praia vermelha, ilha bela, braços abertos sempre.
Wow, man, it is a disco inferno up in here. That was Tim Maia from Brazil with some early 80s funky goodness, a song called O Descobridor dos Sete Mares. Before that, you heard Faye Nioque and Ghost Culture doing a song from 2020 called Barque. My sincere apologies to everyone who just heard me pronounce those songs and names. I can barely speak English, so cut me some slack. Up next, advertisements. Yes!
KXRW programming like this is made possible with the support of The Columbian, proud to be Southwest Washington's leading news source. Since 1920, the Campbell family has owned and operated The Columbian and ensured its award-winning news coverage. For the most thorough daily coverage of local news, national news, and local sports, both in print and online, and for subscription information, visit Columbian.com. That's Columbian.com.
Support for KXRW comes from Kindred Vancouver in Uptown. Kindred is a community-focused general store offering bulk refillery options and supplies for sustainable do-it-yourself living. With a focus on reducing waste and supporting clean, mindful lifestyles, Kindred helps individuals incorporate low-impact choices into daily life. More information is available at kindredvancouver.com. That's K-I-N-D-R-E-D, Vancouver.com.
This is Phil Cordell with a groovy little tune called Red Lady from 1969. It has sitars in it, so, you know, it's pure, unfiltered, hippie gobbledygook.
Red lady, you've forgotten. you need. Have a sand is finding a pretty place. Not a care down in your summer place. And now you've started singing. Red lady, you're just fine. There's nothing to be said. It's a new me you see. It's really to be showing you something I can't be. I can't think what's making this feeling be. Sure ain't the tea that's inside of me. And now you started singing. Red lady, you're just fine.
Neil Young there from 1974 with a song from his On the Beach LP, considered one of those touchstone LPs for the early from the early 70s that ushered in the death of the hippie movement. That tune there, Revolution Blues, was about, or I guess influenced by, the Tate LaBianca murderers. It's a fun romp through history. All right, we're winding things down. I want to play some 1980s King Crimson. Said the prog rock purist, not the Adrian Belew years. Indeed, say I. Yes, he of the Talking Heads and Animal Noise guitar playing. This is three of a perfect pair here on the Head Full of Bees program.
Thank you.
right, you probably saw that coming, because I sort of told you it was going to be coming at the top of the show. That, of course, was Roxy Music from 1982 with More Than This from the Avalon LP. And that's going to be one of the rare times that you hear me play a song with a saxophone in it. Like with King Crimson, who I played before that song, I feel like the dreamy, heavily produced 80s sound of Roxy Music is a little frowned on when compared to their artier, glam rocky stuff from the decade that preceded it. To which I'll quote Kenny Powers and say, hey, that does it for episode 7. So be sure to go online at kxrw.fm where you can stream previous episodes from this program and all of our other awesome shows anytime you want. You can also download the xray.fm app on your mobile device to get to the same content. You can also follow me on Instagram if you are so inclined at HeadFullOfBeesKXRW, all one word. My name is Kay Murphy. The show is called Head Full of Bees, and this is KXRW 99.9 FM, Vancouver, Washington.